This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Terry in South Carolina is dealing with an issue on the screened-in porch. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, Leslie. We have a porch that was built around an original deck. So it has the basic, you know, kind of 2x4 style decking on the floor.
Okay.
But there are little gaps in that floor. And so even though the screens have been replaced around the walls of the screen porch and that's all tight, I think maybe bugs are still coming in through the cracks in the floor. Is that possible?
Sure.
As far as like flies and mosquitoes and those things, so you don't want to be out there.
Yeah, sure. Entirely possible. Is there a skirting around the outside outskirts of the deck? I mean, could you put some screening there?
There is on one side, but there is one side that's open.
It's completely roofed?
Yeah, it's completely roofed.
Well, then I don't see why you couldn't put screening on the underside of the deck if you can get under there. You know, if it wasn't roofed and you were getting a lot of grit and grime in there, I might be concerned about the screening sort of holding the dirt.
Yeah, but, I had thought of that, and I kind of wondered the same thing because we do have dogs that go in and out. You know, that's their door to the outside is through
that
porch.
Why don't you put it on the underside of the floor joists? This way it's not pressed up against the underside of the deck board itself.
Oh, yeah, so there's a gap. So
right,
like if
exactly.
Dog, you know, drivel off of their feet and like maybe food crumbs or something falls
right
in between there it goes down where you can't see it.
Exactly.
Awesome. That's a great suggestion.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.